That's Madness, It Must Be Love on Virgin Radio. 6:31. We've got music coming up from Supergrass, also Coldplay, and we'll take some more of your disgusting calls about things you found out about your mum or dad that you really wish you hadn't. 0330 123 1215 at 6:31. Here's Andrew Bailey with the headlines.
Stopping your home from being repossessed. That's one of the aims of Gordon Brown as he introduces a new package to help tackle the property slump. Families are going to be offered the chance to sell their house and then rent it back at a cheaper price. Another idea is charge-free loans. Also this morning, Hurricane Gustav has done its worst. However, despite the warnings of devastation, New Orleans has escaped a repeat of 2005's flooding. And our building is buzzing with activity here at Virgin Radio as we get ready to tell you about our brand new name. We're making some other changes too, although all the things you do love about the station are staying. Now, if you're one of our VIPs, you'll already know all about it. If not, Christian is revealing the full details, including that all-important brand new name, later on the show at 7:45.
I'm Ed Draper. Those of you with a nervous disposition will be pleased to know the high drama of deadline day has passed like a thief in the night, and it's left Dimitar Berbatov as a Man U player and Rubinho at Man City. Fergie and his team held off their new money-mad rivals to snatch Berber from Tottenham for £30.75 million, but City beat Chelsea to the Brazilian winger, splashing a British record £32.5 million to sign Rubinho from Real Madrid. Meanwhile, as the dust settled, United's young striker Fraser Campbell had gone to Tottenham on a season-long loan. Cisco's joined Newcastle from Deportivo La Coruña, also on a loan deal. Elsewhere, Liverpool have signed up the signing of winger Albert Riera from Espanyol, with Steve Finnan going the opposite way. And in tennis news, Andy Murray's wiped the floor with Stanislav Wawrinka to march into the quarterfinals of the US Open, where he'll play the 19-year-old Argentine Juan Martín Del Potro. Finally, to discover more on last night's transfer mayhem, you can check out the Sports Extra podcast. Just head to virginradio.co.uk/podcast. After 8:30 this morning.
And on to Virgin weather. It's sunny spells and mixed in with some heavy scattered showers today. That rain should be clearing in the southeast later on. It is feeling a bit cooler today. The high is 18 Celsius.
So, Eddie, it's finally over then. The transfer window closed.
Finally
amazing
shut.
Berbatov then, I mean, how long has that been going on? All summer, isn't it?
Pretty much all summer. Berbatov has been saying he wants to go to Man United. Man United kind of saying they wanted to buy him without being too overt about it. But yeah, he was pictured at Old Trafford.
Do you think he's going to do well?
I think he'll do well. I think it's a lot of money to pay for a 27-year-old player. But I think he'll play well. It's going to be interesting to see how they play him, because obviously you've got Rooney, you've got Tevez, and you've got Berbatov, who are all kind of similar players. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
And what's this about Ferguson then, picking him up in his Bentley? There's these great pictures in the newspapers. Yeah. Did Ferguson really pick him up from there? It's always a good judge of a mate, isn't it, if they pick you up from an overseas trip? Because they always go, oh, no, I can't, mate. Just get a taxi. Or, you know, so what, did Fergie pick him up at the airport?
Apparently, yeah, front page of the Sun, taxi for Berbatov's the headline, and Fergie picking up old Berber, which apparently people thought at the time might have got him into a bit of trouble. But subsequently, it came that they actually signed him, so that Tottenham aren't...
I love that headline there. I'm looking at the Sun. Gimme, dimmy, my man before midnight. That's genius. That is absolutely genius. And what's going on at Man City?
Man City.
This is crazy. Yesterday, you were going, he's going to Chelsea. It's probably going to happen. And then it goes to a different kind of blue.
We all probably feel sorry for Chelsea, obviously. You know, a tough club, hard luck. And
they've got no big players.
Big Arab group, Abu Dhabi investment and development groups come in with £200 million to spend. Apparently, they offered something like £34 million for Berbatov, but he wanted to go to Man United, so that deal had to go through. But they got Rubinho for £32.5, which is a British transfer record. And they've got masses of cash to spend, so you know, who knows?
Do they know what they've actually got though? Because I'm looking at, I've seen picture newspapers where one of the very excited owners is, very excited, but he's holding up the Man City shirt, but on the back it says Abu Dhabi United. I mean, those fans are excited. Do they really know what might be happening? That's a club with an amazing past. It's brilliant news though. I think it's going to keep the Premiership very exciting. 6:35 on Virgin Radio. Oh.